back, everybody, to Parenting Unplugged. This is Elisa.
And I'm Monica, and we are so excited for you to come back for this episode because continuing on from our last podcast, this is going to be a few parts. It's going to go over a few episodes because we're going to go deep into what it was like for our labor and delivery. So, a huge, huge part of our story of other, mama's stories out there. And we really wanted to dedicate a big space and a lot of time for, especially for this topic, because there is just so much to talk about, to discuss, to go into our stories of what it was like for us on a personal level,
For sure.
and what other kind of issues and situations can come up from this topic.
Yeah, everyone's labor and delivery is so different. It can really change depending on your personal situation. And this is like such a huge life-changing moment that it definitely, there's a lot to break down here and a lot to kind of process and talk about. So I'm so happy that we have this space to be able to share with everyone, our thoughts and how we mentally, physically prepared for it. So yeah, there's definitely a lot to share.
Yeah, and I think one of the biggest question is like how we want to sort of open up this discussion is, first of all, we want to sort of, tell our listeners like why are we sharing these stories? Because for every woman, for every mum out there, sharing the story of, labor and delivery, of birthing your baby is such a huge and transformational experience and a very, very personal and deep conversation as well. You know,
It
it's
is.
it's 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 very, very personal.
It is.
And like me and you have discussed this, and we thought, well, if we're going to be doing a podcast, we want to share these stories with our audience because we want to connect to our listeners. You know,
Right.
that's really important to us.
Right.
And like you were saying, Elisa, like everyone has a different story. Everyone's story is unique and special. And we wanted to share our stories. Obviously, this is just our stories. This is what we went through. And we also want to talk about everything else, and other situations that maybe we didn't experience, and other situations that other mums can be in out there as well.
Yeah. I mean, what I can say about the whole process itself is that a lot of it was leading up to labor. Obviously, everyone prepares in different ways, but the actual labor, the delivery was blurry. And I think it's kind of crazy how some women are just able to deliver quickly in like a matter of minutes and be done with it. Like, I wish that was my experience, but it definitely wasn't.
And there's also the thing of a lot of people talk about how the first time that you have a baby is very different to the second or the third time you have a baby,
Right,
right?
that too. Yeah, I mean, from what I hear, they say that like having the second baby is easier, if that whatever that means. I guess you know what to expect, and also your body is already prepared, like has gone through the process already, so it remembers, kind of like from when you work out. Like, so let's say if you were working out at the gym and you were lifting weights, you go and you take a break. You go back, well, your body remembers those like muscles that used to be used. And so I think that that is, what they mean about like your body remembers, and the process itself like is a little smoother. So yeah, it's kind of interesting to know also that, once you decide to have a second or third, it could be easier, or it could be a little bit more, a little less stressful maybe.
Yeah,
So,
'cause you know what to expect, right? You kind of
right.
like what is going to lead one thing to the other, as far, even preparing the hospital bag, when to leave for the hospital, like having what you need to have on hand, and what you need to prepare. But I just wanted to touch on what you were just saying, Elisa, like when you were saying that the body remembers, and something that sprung to mind is like muscle memory, right? So like when you go to the gym and you may have, just not worked out for a while, and then you jump straight back into it, and it's your muscle memory that helps the body recover quicker, because they're like, okay, I've done this before, I know what to do. And I think even more so than the memory the body holds, it's also from like a mental and a spiritual point of view, in yourself, like mentally, you are also prepared for that load that comes on, right? When you're preparing for that labor and delivery as well.
I mean, it's totally different when it when you have like that muscle memory and you kind of know what to expect.
Yeah, exactly.
Monica, so as far as preparing for labor, was there anything that you did in specific as far as like physically prepping for it or like emotionally, mentally? What did you do to help prepare for this big moment?
Yeah, I mean that's a great question, because like every mum out there goes through like this same kind of experience of how they are going to prepare for, kind of like one of the biggest moments of their lives, right? And I would say for me, I did mention this in the previous episode, but I was fortunate enough to meet a doula about when I was about 7 months pregnant, and she connected with me. It was kind of like fate the way we connected, because we instantly connected, and she instantly said, let me I will help you if you want the help of like my services, basically. But she kind of did it more as like a friend almost as well. So she basically gave me a lot of her time, and she prepped me for labor. More so, she gave me a space to talk about even things like nutrition, movement and exercise. She
That's
had
incredible.
she had a lot of conversations with both me and my husband, with like the breathing techniques, things that my husband can do to help me in the beginning parts of labor, such as massage and pressure points. And just to kind of delve into that a little bit more, with nutrition, she was pro natural, which is again why we connected, because I wanted to have a natural vaginal birth. That was really important to me, like yourself. And she spoke to me about all of the foods that would be really good. We spoke about raspberry tea. We spoke about dates, how important dates were, kind of like in the later stages of approaching your
Dates.
due date. Yeah. And I love dates, so that really wasn't a
Oh,
problem for
okay,
me. I
nice.
love dates, even to this day. Me and my son have half a date in our breakfast every
I
day,
love
so
that.
we absolutely love that. And when she spoke about even like the raspberry leaf tea, and I'm sure a lot of mamas out there, they know what I'm talking about, but I didn't know that was a thing, when I was pregnant. She was the one that kind of put me on that. And I was like, oh, okay. And it's like ripens the cervix the same
It
way
does.
the dates do. So
Helps
she gave
prepare
me
for
all
labor.
of this, yeah, and she gave me all of this like nutritional information. I had my birth ball, which was incredible. I used my birth ball a lot. I even took that to the hospital with me, and I spent a lot of time on my birth ball, any time of day. Obviously, when you're getting closer to your due date, you're so heavy that you need to be in positions that feel comfortable. And for
It
me,
felt
kind
really
of
good too,
just,
the
it
pregnancy
felt
ball.
really good, the pregnancy ball, kind of just like doing that rotation on the ball, whilst watching TV, or just having a cup of tea. Like that really helped me.
Question, did you have one of those big pregnancy pillows?
Oh my God, yes.
You
And
did? Was yours like really big, like huge, or
oh, you know what? If you ask my husband, he honestly resented that pillow by the
Oh
time
my
that I gave birth. He was like, that pregnancy pillow has to go. And I was like, what do
No way.
you mean?
Yeah,
He was
that's
like,
hilarious.
that pregnancy pillow has replaced me for 9 months. And it was so funny because I loved it. Like, this thing was huge. It like
Yes, I've seen
enveloped
the really
you
big
know,
ones.
like it was huge. But you know what? I would not have done it without like going through my pregnancy without that because it helped so much,
That's
kind of
awesome.
like relieving the discomfort.
Yes.
So I would
Anything,
definitely say,
anything that
huge,
helps, you know?
yeah, that's a, I would definitely recommend a pregnancy pillow though, even if you don't get the full scale one, if you get like the smaller one or just something to prop your knee up when you're sleeping or resting, it's huge.
Oh yeah, for
So yeah,
sure.
big shout out to the pregnancy pillows. Don't think your
So funny.
partner will like it that much, but you know, it doesn't matter.
And they're so funny and so big.
Yes, exactly. They are huge, but so yeah, I would say that the doula definitely put me on a lot of knowledge in that respect. She definitely took me through kind of like the health wise, like the exercise. Another thing we did was definitely had the hospital bag packed, plenty of time before the due date because I was actually early. I was a week and a half early. So I definitely didn't leave it up until the last minute to get that bag packed. I made sure, I mean, I spent a long time, too long, doing research on many, many
What
different
to pack
things.
and what to pack and what
What
to
to
bring, what not to
pack,
bring.
exactly, but also what I needed to have after. Like, for example, something I researched was, have you ever heard of, they're called silverettes? And you actually put them,
Is that
like,
like in the for your panties, like to put in the panties, like a cooling pad, or is that something else?
Well, I also got the cooling pads as well, but the silverettes are actually something you put on your boobs. I
On your
don't know
boobs.
where.
Okay. Oh,
Yeah,
you
so
mean the
when you
little
put
silver plates, the
the little
little,
silver
oh, yes.
plates
They're,
and
oh
it,
man, there's a
yeah,
different name for them. I'm free. It's like they're like shields. They're like
they're like
shields.
shields, yeah, and they're like they're made of a metal. So they help with the healing when you get like cracked nipples or if you're like breastfeeding and you have a bit of pain and you have like engorgement or anything like that. And you know, like I thought in hindsight, I'm so glad I did all that research because I used it all. I
You
used
did.
everything, you know.
There's things out there that people are like, oh, you know, it's not necessary to have all this stuff. And I'm like, no, get all the stuff.
Get all the stuff,
Especially
all the
as like a
stuff.
fr get all of it, because as a first time mom, like you're just trying to figure it out. And the last thing you need is like not to have these things on hand, because
Exactly.
Amazon is going to take a couple of days. So, you know, if you're in the moment and you need, like, for example, like the nipple cream or the little shield or
Exactly,
whatever, and you
exactly.
didn't get it before, you're really going to regret not spending those
Yeah.
$10 beforehand.
Exactly, because I tell you what, once the baby is there, you don't
Yep.
have time. You don't even have
No.
2 minutes to be on Amazon
No.
and have the mental capacity to think,
Yeah.
okay, what do I need? And if you know, and it's like,
Yeah.
well, is your husband, is your partner going to understand what you mean
Right.
when you're
Yeah.
telling him to order things because you're kind of in this the newborn trenches, as we
The newborn
say.
Trenches. Yep. Those are the newborn
which is going
trenches.
to be another episode that's going to
Oh,
be
that's going to be a
interesting.
fun episode. That's going to be a fun one. And I think it might just be
Oh
called
yeah.
that. It might be called that, the newborn
I
trenches,
think we
honestly.
should because
That
that
name is
is
like right on
literally
point.
exactly. But what did you do, Elisa? What did you do to prepare for labor and delivery?
I think like definitely a lot of preparing. Like I watched a lot. I still to this day I watch a lot of YouTube. So actually, I swear to God, I watched YouTube videos for a day in the life with a newborn. And I swear to God, it was just like it's like watching like a cooking show, you know, like how to cook like, you know, a turkey or something. I was watching A Day in the Life with a Newborn because I was like, I don't know what this is like. I need to see like what do you do? How do you eat? What is your day gonna be like? So I would literally watch these videos and I would take notes as to like, oh, okay, well, this is why they have a carrier, because like obviously you need your hands free to make yourself a coffee. You know, you need a place to put the baby down if you don't want to put the baby down on like the bare floor. You know, you got to figure it out. Like, you're going to get a little chair. You're going to, you know. So, I would take a lot of notes by watching like YouTube videos. I also have what I call to this day my pregnancy Bible. So it's a book that I found online. It's called Mama Natural. So I think
Okay.
Mama Natural book, and it's basically a pregnancy guide. I don't know if you've heard of the there's like an app that's like that gives you like the pregnancy breakdown week to week.
Okay, I did have one of those. Maybe we use the same one actually.
So but with this one, it takes a natural approach to breaking down your pregnancy on a weekly basis. And it gives
Okay.
you a lot of details. It tells you what's going on with your body, and it gives you different recommendations going on that with a more natural approach. So it
Nice.
broke down like everything for me for as far as like the raspberry tea, the dates, the medicine ball, the using all of those things. And I took a lot of their recommendations, and I went in there and I like highlighted things, and I was really like reading this book like every day. Like I just had it open
That's
and just taking
amazing.
notes, and it really guided me. So for anyone that is looking to take a more natural route, I really recommend this book by Mama Natural. It's just it really I feel like it really changed my pregnancy, and I'll probably buy it the second time around. Funny story is with that book was so special to me that when I found out a friend of mine was pregnant, and she was reaching out to me, asking for advice on what to do with her pregnancy, I actually mailed her the book because I was like, this is what you need. This is like all you need.
Yeah.
This is like all you need, you know, and obviously not all you need, but it really guided me. I didn't like, you know, you had your doula. This was like, I guess, a doula in a book that I couldn't speak to.
You know what? I
But
think it would be really good if we could like link that book to all
yeah, I'll
our
definitely
listeners
link
out
it
there. I think that sounds
for
like a
sure.
really good book to have.
Oh, it's such a good book, and it also would I would I've taken like pictures and I have it in my phone. There's also like affirmations in there
Oh,
to like
nice.
guide you, and I would take pictures of the affirmations, and I would read it like while I'm on like I used to take like the bus to go to work, and I would just be out and about with my day and reflect back on these affirmations, like talking about how strong you are to carry, you know, a baby, and your body can do this. And I like would really like it just I just feel like the book really helped me. So honestly, I will definitely be linking the book in the description of the podcast.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah, it's really good one. And then like everything else, definitely as far as the prep goes, I took a labor and delivery course that I spoke about in like the last episode with like a group of doulas from New York. And they, in the moment, were helping me trying to flip Gami as well, because Gami was head up. So they gave me some suggestions on like, you know, getting her to flip and doing like the more natural way of trying different exercises to do that and positions. And there were different things that they helped me with. Also, like how to, you know, during the delivery process, how to have my partner work with me through the contractions. Different things that I could do for like the ambiance of the room and the delivery room, and setting up like a playlist and doing all those things, which I did. And I don't know how much I think I used a playlist like here and there. But I do recommend for like anyone that's like going through pregnancies, like set up like a playlist
Oh yeah,
of like your
definitely. I did
favorite
the same.
songs. Yeah, just like something to listen to like help time go by. Yeah, I mean, that was mostly my thing. And then definitely as far as like nesting, we had our room in the house that we started getting together, and little by little I would start putting it together until like I would say probably like a month before Kami was due. I was waiting on my baby shower to like receive all the gifts. So I was kind of waiting on that moment. And once my baby shower came in, I got all like this rush of gifts in my house, and everything was just all over the place. And I remember that my sister, which is Cami's madrina, Luchi, thank you, Luchi, for your help. She came over one day and she was like, "We need to do this now. We need to get this house organized." And I'm like, "Okay." So we just ripped through everything and got everything in its place. I sterilized all the bottles. And thank God that we did that, because Cami came very soon after that. But I think that like it's a lot. It's a lot to get together. And, you know, 9 months seems like a long time, and it's really not that long.
Yeah, exactly.
So
So
yeah.
one thing I did want to ask is
Yeah.
like prepping for the labor. I know they do highly recommend for you to have like a birthing plan. And most hospitals or anyone that you work with for your labor and delivery, they do say to have an idea of what you want your birthing plan to look like in terms of how you want to, if it was preferential, of course, how do you want your labor and delivery to look? And something I really wanted to address in this episode before we kind of delve deeper into labor and delivery is kind of the expectations that you have before you give birth and the reality,
The
because I know from
reality.
my because I know from my point of view is we ticked all the boxes and we wrote a birth plan, like what we wanted to happen. I even had a birthing suite organized and reserved that had like a birthing pool, and it had all the lights in there, and it had everything that I really wanted. It even had like a stereo system to put my playlist on. But the reality is, for me, is I couldn't use that room because a few other things happened for my labor and delivery, which we can discuss on on the next episode. But the biggest, the biggest point of what I'm trying to say here is that sometimes the expectation is not the reality. And I wanted to ask you, Elisa, like, did you do a birthing plan, and how did you find that? Did you felt like that was helpful to you?
Yeah, I think it was totally helpful to have a birthing plan, and we did. I had a birthing plan, and it's the reason why I chose to do having a midwife, delivering with a midwife. I knew that I wanted to try for a more natural birth, for a vaginal birth. So that was overall, I want to say that was my plan. That was my plan. I just, I wanted a vaginal birth so the baby can be born with these benefits, the benefits of being birthed through like the birthing canal. So that's really, I want to say that was like the overall picture for me. And it was my first pregnancy, obviously. So I was flexible with getting an epidural because I just didn't know what kind of pain to expect. And I also don't think I prepared myself in that extreme where, I knew that I knew that I was like mentally prepared for the pain of going without an epidural. But what I was pretty strong on was waiting to get Pitocin. So I know that like I was, I got to the hospital, I was trying as long as I could to not get and to not have any Pitocin. And the reason for that is because once you actually do receive Pitocin, it there's a lot of risks that are involved. And risks for the mom, risks for the baby, and then it could eventually lead to a C-section. And then it's also a natural an unnatural way to have like these contractions coming in. The contractions start coming in like really wildly, and they just it's something that's it gets out of control, and most likely it leads to getting an epidural. So that was my main thing, trying not to get the Pitocin because I was trying not to have an epidural. But then, of course, like you said, you plan for one thing and something else happens. So, once that happened, then you just kind of have to like let go of like the control, and you just kind of let God take its place. And as long as the baby, it arrives safely, and as long as mom is okay, at the end of the day, that's really all that matters,
Exactly. And there's a
So.
big word that came up there, like letting go of the control. And I say this because I mean, I like control in my life. I like to know what is happening. I like to know what is going on. I like to be in control of decisions that I can make in my life, right? Like a lot of people are. But I think that, when you do go through birthing your baby, you do truly have to and allow yourself to let go of that control.
For sure.
And that's huge, because when you get to a point, well, it obviously depends what situation you're in, because I didn't have an epidural, and when I was feeling those contractions, when they were coming thick and fast, I had no choice but to let go. I had no choice. There was no part of me that could stay in control, because the body's natural process just took over, and it my mental self could not keep up with the physical self. And that is
Right.
completely natural and normal, right? In labor and delivery. So I do think that, as a expectant mother, you have to be prepared to kind of let go of that control. And
Absolutely.
also to, I want to say plan for the unexpected or plan for the unplanned, but then you can't really do that because it's also linked with, letting go of that control as well. And kind of linking back to, like a lot of places, birthing units and hospitals, they'll say, well, no, they said to us that they said, write down the birthing plan, but just be prepared that it may not go according to what you've written down, and you've got to be okay with that. So I think that's a big one, and I don't think
That
maybe,
is.
especially first-time mums out there, I don't think that you fully are aware of just that factor right there,
It's you, those things you do definitely have to let go of the control, and it's definitely very hard to do so. Like, I feel like, there's women that do like control, and I, so do I do like to know what's happening. And but in that moment, you absolutely, you just sometimes don't have control. It is, it's not, it's just not possible, So it's those, it's that kind of moment that you do have to let go. And then not only that, but once you have the baby too, there's no control.
Oh,
No
there's definitely no
control.
control there.
You really have to let go there, And even still to this day, like after like the babies start growing, and it's just like you start letting go little by little, and you start living life in a different way. But
Absolutely. I mean, that was, I love talking about, kind of like the anticipation of labor and delivery. I think that I'm really glad that we started off this episode talking about that, because we are going to be doing a few more episodes on the labor and delivery. The next podcast, we're going to be talking about specifically what happened when our labor started. We kind of will go into, like, go in deep with the details of that. And ultimately, actually birthing our babies, which is going to be
Wow,
a fun topic.
that's gonna be a really interesting conversation. Definitely. I think, like, man, that moment can be so different. And you're just so, it's huge. It's you're so emotional. So women process it differently. Some women are really happy, and some women are just, obviously, after labor and delivery, after like delivering a baby, you just don't even know what to think of it sometimes. You're just
You're
like, who
exhausted.
am I? You don't know who you are. Like, it's just like you just went through all of this, and wow, you were pregnant for 9 months, and all of a sudden you're not. So that's also a big part of it too. But yeah, really looking forward to the next episode. So thank you all for joining today. And one more thing that I wanted to just remind everyone is to definitely make sure to subscribe to the podcast. That way you receive notifications on a bi-weekly basis. We are dropping episodes every Sunday now. So just want to make sure that to remind everyone to subscribe, and please share with anyone that you know that might be interested.
Yeah, thank you so much, everyone, and
Thank
please tune in
you.
next time.
Tune in next time. Bye,
All
guys.
right, bye.